Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 141 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to ask, what happens if gay marriage is overturned?
Okay. What is gay marriage?
There's no such thing.
Okay.
Marriage that we have is the same marriage that everyone has.
Right. Yeah, it's no different. Yeah. But in this episode, we're still going to refer to it as gay marriage.
Yeah. Just because...
it's easier.
It would help people understand what we're talking about, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, our marriage is the same as everybody else's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, divorce. Mm-hmm. Kidding.
That's really what we always wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The same rights.
We didn't want special rights. We just wanted the same rights as everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. Well, the Trump administration and Project 2025 want to overturn Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court decision that legalized gay marriage in the USA.
You think that'll happen?
I think they're going to try their damnedest.
Who even would have known that Roe versus Wade would be overturned?
Exactly. And do you think the one's only been around since Obergefell? I think they can't legalize was 2015 when it was federally recognized, gay marriage.
Mm-hmm. So it's only been about 10
years. 10 years. Yeah. So, yeah, because we got married and then it was legalized a month afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're going to try their damnedest. Trump says he's not, but they're going to try it. So, another reason to hate them.
And I think we should use that hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we did during the AIDS pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Burying your head in the sand is not going to help. And I don't want to admonish people, but I want them to know that it's okay to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't have to avoid the news.
No. Yeah, like my friend did. After the elections, he said he didn't turn on the news for a month.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get on social media, nothing. And then he said that. He goes, but I'm not going to accomplish anything by burying my head in the sand. He goes, so I need to be aware.
And get angry. And mm-hmm. use that anger. Don't let the anger use you.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of like the protests we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. How did I not know that there was a Trump protest yesterday?
It made the news.
Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made 3 and 10.
Yeah, we were proud to drive through the middle of that with our thumbs up. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that a lot of other people had other digits extended to them. But, we had our thumbs up.
Yeah, and waving hello and yelling at them, turn cheering them on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
the right for gay couples to marry is based on 2 Supreme Court decisions and a federal law. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Most people think that there's just the Obergefell decision.
Okay. So...
which is the one that actually, I won't say legalized, but it de-legalized all of the anti-marriage...
the DOMA and all that.
...legislation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the United States versus Windsor. Edith Windsor challenged the federal government's definition of marriage as only between one man and one woman under the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA.
And I think that snuck past a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
She was right to sue because they were married. I think they got married in Denmark.
Okay.
But the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution says that you have to recognize marriages in other states. And by other states, they also mean other countries.
Oh, okay.
They were legally married, and the federal government would not recognize it. So they had to pay separate taxes. They had to pay separate everything.
Really? Well, that's too bad. That's horrible. Well... mm-hmm. They sued and won, though, so... Mm-hmm.
And that was long before the Obergefell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, not very long, though, was it? Or... it doesn't matter.
I, I think it was a couple of years before.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, the Supreme Court ruled in Windsor's favor, invalidating DOMA and requiring the federal government to recognize any marriage legally performed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So at that point, you could either go to a state that recognized or didn't not recognize gay marriages, or you could go to a country
and get married and then...
Yeah, and then it would be
come back.
Recognized here. Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court ruled, the right to marry is a fundamental right inherent in the liberty of the person under the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Couples of the same sex may not be deprived of the right and liberty. Sorry, I had to read that, but I wanted to get all the words exactly right.
You're fine. So, yeah.
At that point, that invalidated every anti-gay marriage law in the country.
Okay. So that got rid of DOMA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. That's good. So, and that was finalized in 2015?
Yes.
Okay. So that essentially made gay marriage illegal.
It made it recognized.
Recognizable. Respect for Marriage Act. In response to threats against marriage equality, Congress passed the Respect for Marriage Act, codifying both Windsor and Obergefell into federal law.
And that happened during the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I'm glad that they got that passed then, because it certainly wouldn't pass now.
Yeah. Now that it's codified, though, can they, or codified, however you pronounce it, I thought once something was codified, you couldn't reverse it.
Congress can reverse it.
By two-thirds, by a majority vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A supermajority vote, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that is mainly in the case that the Supreme Court gets overruled or changes its mind later on.
Okay.
So now I'll read the next one. To remove the right to gay marriage, Obergefell would have to be challenged and overturned, and this would allow some states to outlaw gay marriage.
Okay.
But it would still be recognized federally.
Okay. So okay. To remove federal recognition of gay marriages, Windsor would have to be challenged and overturned as well. This seems unlikely.
And the reason they say it's unlikely is because almost everything that Trump has been doing has been saying, we want to turn this over to the states.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it would be just exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then...
So if he does try to do that, people can say, well, you said...
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it his doesn't. Mind changes.
The wind.
Yeah.
So, okay.
35 states currently have constitutional amendments or statutes banning gay marriage.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, the majority of them.
Yeah.
Like abortion.
Did that many, though. That's a lot. I thought it was like half and half, to be honest with you. I didn't realize it was 35 of them. When I recognized them.
At the time, Obergefell was put in place, I think only about half. But since then, some states have said, oh, we don't like this. And we hope that we can get rid of this. And we want to have our laws already in place that it's banned.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
35 of them have done that.
Wow. Okay.
The remaining 15 states either have laws protecting gay marriage or lack any laws banning it.
Okay.
This patchwork of state laws would be similar to how abortion laws are now.
Yeah.
So, like, now a woman has to go to a state that allows abortion to get abortion. A gay couple would have to go to a state that allows marriage to get married.
Marriage, okay. Well, the thing that sucks for the people, the women who are trying to go to other states to get abortions, they can be prosecuted for crimes coming back
there
to the states.
There are states that are, yes, that are trying to put in place laws that you can't travel to another state to get an abortion.
Yeah.
And I don't see how that could possibly pass.
Yeah.
They would have to overturn the full faith and credit clause to do that.
Okay. Which would take a lot.
Yeah, that would mean amending the Constitution. We know...
Not going to happen.
Yeah, the Equal Rights Amendment took 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Invalidating existing gay marriages would be complex. Marriage licenses do not always require gender disclosure, making it difficult to identify same-sex couples retroactively.
I believe on our marriage license, it doesn't ask for our genders. In fact, the license said male name, and it had and female name, and it crossed out female.
And wrote in male.
And put both of our names in there.
Okay. Because
they didn't have forms ready at the time. So there's no checkbox that says you're male or female.
Okay.
So we have a marriage license, and nobody has any, from a database perspective.
They don't know.
Nobody has any idea whether we're male or female.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't marry no female.
Well, the reason for saying that is if they want to overturn it, and if they want to make our marriage null, they would have to spend excessive resources to research every marriage that's happened in the last 10 years to figure out which ones were gay marriages.
Yeah, just because you couldn't tell by the names.
The way politics is in Kansas, I don't... Maybe they would be so spiteful to allocate money to do that.
Yeah, you never know. For a state that says it's broke all the time.
Yes.
In some states, marriage licenses are issued at the county level, meaning different formats and storage systems exist.
I believe our state is sort of like that. I think it is a state database, but I think it's administered by each county. You don't go to the state courthouse to get a marriage license.
You go to the county level. Yeah.
County courthouse.
Okay. That would make sense.
It would be a significant burden for state and federal governments to locate and revoke legally recognized marriages.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what I just said.
Yeah.
I can see some Bible Belt states saying, oh, we want to spend millions of dollars to disband these marriages.
Yeah, just to spiteful.
Yeah, just to be spiteful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with some of these Bible-thumping governors. Because
they think they'll get one more vote that way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what their fearless leader wants them to do.
Mm.
So, all right. If you are married, there are some things you still could do.
Still should
do. You still should do, I'm sorry.
Create or update your will to explicitly name your spouse as a beneficiary.
Okay.
We have done that.
We did. Uh-huh. All right. Establish a trust to safeguard assets for your partner.
We do not have a trust. I mean, there is a family trust, but that's a level above us.
Yeah.
Really. We probably should do that.
Okay. Get a hold of Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ensure powers of attorney are in place for health care and financial decisions.
We have that.
We've done that since before we got married.
Mm-hmm. So we need to update it?
No.
Oh, so it's okay.
No, they're still valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Update your beneficiaries on bank accounts, retirement plans, and life insurance policies to explicitly name your spouse.
Okay.
Now, when you get one of those policies, it's usually through work, you can just leave it blank, and it will say in there, it will go to your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say otherwise. But all you've got to do is check the box and put the name of your spouse in there.
No.
And that explicitly says that's who the money is to go to when you die.
Okay. Good.
Which is what I did.
Okay. And I think the policy that I have, my life insurance policy that I did have through Bruce, that it's still valid. I think you're the beneficiary on that. So...
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Mm-hmm. See, you're not the only... You're not a complete sugar daddy. So, is that it for the week already? Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, what's the joke this week?
Claiming that somebody else's marriage is against your religion is like being angry at someone for eating a donut because you're on a diet.
It's not a good joke, but it's very, very, very valid. Very good point. Very, very good point.
People keep saying this country is based on religion. No, it's not. It's based on freedom from religion.
From religion, yeah. That's why people came here. So, yeah. All right.
This was episode 141 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.